Now, we've covered this afternoon and this evening quite a lot of ground. We've tried to understand what we break through, how we break through it, and where and when we break through. Inevitably, our approach has been rather conceptual, even though at the same time the limitations of the conceptual have been indicated. So I'd like to leave you with a picture of breaking through. A picture from Tibetan Buddhism. A picture from the tantric tradition. A picture, an image, a form of what is known as a wrathful deity, or even a wrathful Buddha. And what is this wrathful deity, this wrathful Buddha? What does he look like? How does he appear? First of all, it's a dark blue figure, a male figure, very, very powerfully built, with a massive torso, with enormous legs and enormous arms, sometimes naked, sometimes draped in a tiger skin, and wearing a garland of skulls, of human skulls, and with three eyes, one in the middle of the forehead. And all these eyes, these three eyes, glare with an expression of terrible, of terrific anger. And from the mouth there stick out fangs and a red, blood-dripping tongue. And this fearful, dark blue figure tramples upon enemies, upon ignorance and upon craving. And his hands, sometimes two, sometimes four, sometimes eight, sometimes 16, sometimes 32, grasp various weapons. And what does this figure, what does this form represent? This is the image of breaking through. This fearful, or this wrathful, or this terrific form represents the forces of enlightenment breaking, even bursting through the thick, through the dense darkness of ignorance and unawareness. This form, this image, represents transcendental consciousness at the point of, at the moment of, breaking through into Buddhahood. And the whole figure is surrounded by an aureole of flames. And what does this aureole of flames represent? Breaking through on any level, with regard to any medium, entails friction. Just as when the spacecraft re-enters the Earth's atmosphere, there is tremendous friction. And friction generates heat. And heat, when it reaches a certain point, a certain pitch of intensity, results in a conflagration, in a bursting into flames. So the wrathful Buddha, bursting through the conditioned, is therefore surrounded by this aureole of flames. And these flames consume, these flames burn up the darkness. These flames consume everything conditioned. And when everything conditioned is burned up, is consumed, is broken through, then breaking through into Buddhahood is complete, is accomplished. There's then no more darkness, no more friction, no more flames, but only the shining figure of the Buddha, a Buddha, another Buddha, seated beneath the Bodhi tree.